The students in Ben Davis High School's AP statistics class didn't have time for a senior slide. On their last day of high school ever, these eight college-bound seniors got dressed up for a final presentation in the school's main conference room. The subject matter?
Effects of poverty on school grades, college and career readiness.
The A through F grading system for schools. We first met this class 2 weeks ago after District Superintendent Jeff Butts asked me to explain the A through F model to the class. And today, several state lawmakers and even a representative for State Superintendent Glenda Ritz gathered to hear these students take the next step in their superintendent's assignment. Come up with your own ideas for rewriting the grading system and present them in a formal talk.
All of us are now open to questions and comments.
The students even got feedback from two Democratic state lawmakers and from Indiana House Education Committee Chair Bob Boehning.
First off, the one thing I think you probably ought to also put into your calculation is remember
the Ben Davis students' pitch could not be more timely. The students are submitting an 8-page memo as official public comment to the very state education officials the General Assembly has charged with rewriting the A through F grading formula over the next 5 months. In a nutshell, the students say they want the new model to go beyond easy-to-measure components. They want the state to factor poverty into a school's grade. Senior Kagan Ferguson says, sure, their recommendations make the model more complicated.
But a law doesn't have to be really simple in order to be successful. It just has to be able to accurately measure a high school's performance.
But several state lawmakers argued the current A through F model is too complicated, to the point where state officials can't explain to local educators how to do better and improve their grade. Republican State Senator Luke Kenley supports a rewrite.
Whoever your audience is needs to understand what the result is, and if the result is such that they know instinctively that the grade is not representative of what's going on in a particular school, then it's failed to provide the transparency and the information that it wants.
There are several ways state officials might rewrite the A through F grading system. Kenley has argued for giving schools two letter grades, not one. One grade would reflect their pass-fail rate on statewide tests, and the other grade would reflect a measure of students' academic growth. That's one way. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz has floated another. Measure growth differently, in a way that compares students to their previous scores on the test and not to their peers, as the current model does, somewhat controversially. It's still too early to say whether her idea will fly with members of the State Board of Education, several of whom objected to the need for a rewrite in the first place. David Dressler heads the Center for Excellence in Leadership of Learning, and whatever state officials decide, Dressler says the key isn't in dumbing down the new system, but in explaining it.
All of these ideas are defensible. More important, it needs to be explained in terms that people can understand how a school is performing based on these letter grades.
But Dressler says the lawmakers' A through F rewrite order is prescriptive enough that it likely leaves some options off the table. It says the new system cannot compare students' test scores to their peers. That likely excludes a value-added model, a statistical formula that University of Missouri economist Corey Cadell says levels the playing field for schools with low pass rates but lots of student growth.
If you just have a peer proficiency-based target, you're just going to tell all those schools, you're not cutting it. And I'm worried that you're going to be destroying productive schools and teaching practices in the process, because those schools and teachers are never going to get the signal that they're doing well.
The state board will have to sign off on a new grading formula for schools, whatever form it takes, by November 15th. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.